My mind or cosmic mind? Abstractions are always a danger, and it may seem, even this late in the audiobook, that cosmic mind is too abstract a concept to be real or practical. Let's say you are planning a vacation and can't decide between the mountains or the seashore. After searching for hotels, you find a great deal on a hotel in Miami Beach, and that tips the balance. Now, did this whole process take place in cosmic mind? We are used to phrases like, "I've made up my mind," and "I can see it in my mind's eye." They imply that each person possesses their own mind, so it's my vacation, search for hotels, and decision to go to the beach. But this is the very illusion that makes reality, out there, separate from us. In a dualist setup, my mind is different from cosmic mind. It's much smaller, for one thing, and its viewpoint is limited to the experiences I've had since birth. Yet if we abandon the illusion of separation, there is no need to choose either or. The mind feels personal, and at the same time, it is cosmic. Imagine that you are a single electron flickering in and out of the quantum vacuum. As a single particle, you feel like me, an individual. But in reality, you are an activity of the quantum field. And in your guise as a wave instead of a particle, you exist everywhere. In our daily lives, we are accustomed to feel like individuals, while overlooking that, at another level, every person is an activity of the universe. What is true for an electron is true for structures like the human body, that are constructed from electrons, and other elementary particles. When you live in separation, ignoring your holistic self, life resembles pre-sliced bread. The urge to divide and subdivide allowed science to claim, quite falsely, that objectivity and subjectivity were entirely different, with objectivity being the superior part. But the quantum era abolished this neat division, and reality started to lead in a new direction, the very things we've covered in the preceding chapters. But can reality ever be seen directly, as a whole, with no divisions or separations? It sounds like a spiritual quest, which a prior age would call union with God, or Atman, or Satori. Reaching beyond separation was motivated by the desire to commune with spirit, and at the same time to escape earthly suffering. Now the urge is different, focused much more on higher consciousness and fulfilling one's potential. Finding a new motivation is as important, however, as trying to understand where we came from, because only certain knowledge can assure us that the cosmic mind is our source. Once we are sure of that, birth and death are seen in a very different light, under the aspect of eternity. The habit of slicing reality into neat, manageable pieces is hard to give up, largely because a holistic approach seems literally impossible. At least this is what everyday experience seems to imply. How do you look at the whole human body instead of cells, tissues, and organs? How do you look at the cosmos beyond space, time, matter, and energy? We shouldn't exaggerate the difficulties of being a whole person. If we refer to everyday life, the body isn't experienced as cells, tissues, and organs. Rather, it is experienced in different states. Being awake is a different state from dreaming and sleeping. Feeling ill is a different state from feeling well. As we've seen, quantum mechanics works in similar fashion. A wave is a different state from a particle. Likewise, mind and matter are considered so different from each other because that's our habit of thinking. But really, mind and matter are different states of the same thing, the field of consciousness. You can follow them as they morph from one to another by looking at the brain, where mental events create brain chemicals in one seamless motion. Thus, if a near collision on the highway causes you to be frightened, that mental event translates into molecules of adrenaline, which in turn translate into physical changes such as dry mouth, pounding heartbeat, and tight muscles. When you notice these changes, you are back in the realm of the mind. Likewise, all kinds of signals travel on a journey of transformation from physical to mental that has no definite endpoint. Life is transformation itself. What happens in our bodies is also happening in the universe, where any event belongs to the constant transformation of consciousness into either mind or matter. But such a statement explains nothing until we know what consciousness is. If my mind, my body, the billions of galaxies in outer space, and cosmic mind can all be reduced to states of consciousness, it behooves us to settle once and for all what consciousness actually is. Otherwise, we're just pretending that chalk and cheese are the same thing when it's obvious that they aren't. First of all, consciousness can have many states, so it doesn't appear as one thing, even though it is. If you are dreaming of a beach in Jamaica, you could be having a so-called lucid dream where all five senses are engaged. You can feel the warm sand under your feet and smell the scent of tropical flowers carried on a sea breeze. But the instant you wake up from your dream, you recognize that you are simply in a special state. Knowing what state you are in is the key to wholeness. Imagine two sports car drivers. One driver's car has five gears, and he is skillful at switching from one to the other. The second driver has five cars, each equipped with one gear. For him, driving isn't holistic and unified, because it depends on which car he chooses to drive, and each of them is confined to one gear only. The challenge is to navigate our way through a cosmos where every gear, space, time, matter, and energy, plus other physical properties such as electric charge, magnetic field, etc., is interchangeable. The whole thing could dissolve into quantum soup if there wasn't an organizer whose viewpoint took in everything. And cosmic mind serves as just such an organizer. Time, space, matter, and energy are managed from the same gearbox, and the driver, consciousness, selects which state he wants to be in. Reality consists of shifting, interchangeable states that emanate from one source, consciousness.